what did those comments from President Trump about African countries, Haiti and El Salvador, you know the ones I'm talking about, do to America's image on the continent? Trump has denied using the derogatory language he's reported to have used, but some worry that the damage from those reported remarks has already been done. For more, we're joined by Ismail Inache, a British Somali journalist. He joins us on Skype from The Gambia in West Africa. Ismail, welcome.
Thank you so much, Jeremy.
And you wrote a piece for NPR's Parallels page, which we'll link to at hereandnow.org. And you say the anger over Trump's comments was palpable in West Africa. What have you heard from people there?
Well, when President Trump made his comments, many were shocked and frankly disgusted that the president or the United States can describe entire countries and cultures with such disparaging comments. And many people felt that was wrong, but also they felt Mr. Trump clearly misunderstood or is not interested in the complexity and the realities for people in this continent.
What do you mean by that?
Well, what I mean is previous United States presidents such as Barack Obama and George W. Bush have been hugely popular in the continent. They've taken interest in terms of their policy positions, but also they've taken interest recognizing the long historical connection between the United States and Africa. And of course, I have to add at this point, you know, a few weeks ago, I was in Senegal, in Dakar, and I went to Gorée Island, where many enslaved Africans were sent in chains across the Atlantic to the New World, where they were taken to plantations, and many of them were subjugated to horrendous, sort of terror. And that history and that legacy is painfully still in the minds of many Africans. And American presidents historically have taken a cue from that history, and they have treated people on this continent with dignity and respect. And that is something that President Trump has not at all given to the people in this continent. And I think what you saw after his comments was an avalanche of criticism, both from leaders, but from ordinary Africans who felt repelled, who said, how can this president of the United States be so ignorant of history?
Well, and you say that as a result of comments like this, that China is stepping into the vacuum created by President Trump in Africa and almost everywhere else. Tell us the specifics there. What are you talking about?
Well, what I'm talking about is the, you know, the comments obviously drew a lot of criticism and anger, rightly. What has been missed is the deeper strategic shift that's going on in Africa towards China. Over the last two decades, a million Chinese have arrived in the continent. China is investing huge amounts of money. They are engaged in mammoth infrastructure projects. They're building roads, they're building dams, they're building highways, they are building trains. So I went to, in Dakar, I went to the Confucius Institute, which has propagated not just across Africa, but across the world. And China really is stealing a march on the US and on other nations. And frankly, what comments that Trump is alleged to have made last week do is send a very clear message to African nations that going forward, China is a country that not only will fund, but also will not disparage and insult.
Do the people in Africa have any skepticism, though, about China and its desires in Africa?
I think so. And I think, of course, while I talk about the fact that Trump's comments have created this kind of opportunity for China and the fact that Trump's comments will nudge African nations towards China, I think it's also very important for your listeners to remember that, you know, there has been a lot of controversy with the presence of China. We've seen, for example, protests in Zambia where people have taken to the streets because of the Chinese presence. We have seen protests in other parts of Africa. And of course, some of the business and bilateral and other kind of agreements that China has agreed to with African nations have often been to the benefit of China at the expense of African nations. And some worry, for example, China coming in and taking resources out, whether it's coal, whether it's minerals or oil, there's obviously a colonial tinge, I would say, to the relationship between China and Africa today.
You're from Somalia. How do you personally feel when you heard about the president's comments?
I felt deeply hurt by those comments because I think it goes to a deeper narrative that has unfortunately stuck around for a very long time about Africa, which frames this place, this continent of nations and peoples and cultures as an undesirable continent, as a place of wars, famines, and disease. Unfortunately, I think it also shows the level of regard that your government has towards us. And I don't think that's a good omen for future relationships between Africa and America. And finally, just to add, Jeremy, that it's not just on this front in terms of the comments he's made. You must also remember the travel ban, which had right. applied to people who are of Somali background. And I was actually in the United States last year when the travel ban was brought in under President Trump. And as a dual British Somali citizen, the ban had actually initially applied to me, you know, and I was stuck in the US, unable to leave because I had to come back to the US. And, you know, those were panic days that I spent in New York. And that was a direct result of President Trump's Muslim travel ban. And, you know, that has left a bitter taste in many of our mouths. And I think that is deeply unfortunate because clearly Trump, you know, was elected and that must be respected. But, you know, to my mind, he doesn't represent the many Americans that I know who don't value what he values. But unfortunately, he is creating a cascade of chaos across the world with his policies, with his tweets, with his comments. And I think that's dangerous for the U.S. long term.
That's Ismail Inache, who is a freelance journalist joining us from The Gambia in West Africa. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.